the greatest name in cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hi, you folks! Hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg Sugar Smacks, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you, brought to you by Kellogg's Smacking New Cereal, those better-than-ever puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet. Kellogg's Sugar Smacks! Brand new Kellogg's Sugar Smacks!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, those better-than-ever puffs of wheat that are sugar-toasted and candy-sweet, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Belson Boys. Wranglers, here's just about the most exciting news I've ever had for you. Now you can make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's very own gun, the famous Colt Peacemaker. That's right. Looks so real you can hardly tell it from the actual gun. Listen, the complete gun kit is just 50 cents in a box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops. Think of it, just 50 cents for an authentic plastic model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker. In a few minutes, I'll tell you about other famous old-time guns you can make and how to get them. It was an ill wind and a hard one that brought United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles one of their toughest adventures. Riding across the rugged reaches of Texas, they were overtaken by a heavy storm, and the events that followed led Wild Bill and his partner into a knockdown, drag-out battle with the Belson Boys.
Now, if this ain't the dirtiest trick the weather ever played on us, Bill, I don't remember the other one.
You don't get much warning from these Texas storms, Jingles.
40 miles from nowhere, cold, wet, and hungry. I ain't never been so miserable.
Cheer up, it could be worse.
I don't see how. Achoo! Now, doggone it, I'm catching a cold.
I told you it could be worse.
Well, ain't you the Happy Harry. If we have to camp out in this storm tonight, I'll have pneumonia by morning. By tomorrow sundown, you'll be riding the trails alone. Poor old Jingles will be nothing but a memory. Yay!
Don't give up yet. Poor old Jingles may have a chance to sleep under a roof after all. There's a house over there.
A house? Out here? Well, then let's head for it. I'm going to give somebody a chance to save my life. Now, hurry, Joker. I'm failing fast.
Better stay with him, Buckshot.
Bill, come to think of it, this place looks familiar.
I was wondering when you'd get around to that. This part of Texas is your old stomping ground, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been a long time since I stomped.
Well, let's put the horses under the lean-to by the house before we go in.
Yeah. Well, pull right in there alongside that hay rake, Joker. That's it. Oh, now, hold.
Easy, Buckshot. Move on.
Bill, there's smoke coming out of the chimney. Somebody's home. Hold still, Joker, unless you want to wear this wet saddle all night.
I hope we're welcome, partner.
Oh, now you know anybody's welcome to these folks in Texas. Why, they're so friendly they'd give a sidewinder a place to coil up by the stove.
Well, drop that saddle. Let's give it a try.
Yeah, sure like to get dried off. Sure would be funny if I knew these folks from when I was a kid, wouldn't it?
Get back on your horses and ride on. I ain't going to open that door to no one.
Bill, did you hear that? Oh, now, ma'am, we're friendly.
What's that you said about folks making you welcome in Texas, Jingle?
You heard me. I got a loaded rifle aimed at that door. If you ain't gone by the time I count three, I'm going to start shooting. One.
Hold on, ma'am.
Two.
Bill, she means it.
Three.
Back, Jingles.
Now, get that out. I'm not in the humor to get shot at.
Hold it, Jingles. There's something wrong here.
You gonna leave or you want more?
Hold your fire, ma'am. I'm United States Marshal, and if you've got trouble, maybe I can help you.
What's that? U.S. Marshal.
Yes, ma'am. My name's Bill Hickok. My deputy's Jingles Jones.
Jingles Jones? Jingles Jones? Well, for the land's sakes, it is. Jingles, you come in out of that rain this minute. You hear me? This very minute.
Yes, ma'am. It's...
Never did have enough sense to come in out of the wet. You too, young man, whoever you are.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I would have thought the only house we'd find to stop at in this storm would belong to my Aunt Maudie.
Now, don't stand there in the middle of the floor talking. Get them wet boots off this instant before you catch your death.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you see, you caught it already.
Yes.
Good thing I got the water hot and plenty of mustard. Have a mustard plaster on your chest before you can say skinny marinky do. You too, young man.
I don't think I need one, ma'am. Thank you just the same.
Aunt Maudie, that young man you're ordering around is U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill? Well, land sakes, I almost forgot. The robbers. You and Jingles catch them, Wild Bill.
What robbers, Aunt Maudie?
Well, the ones that ransacked Jim Niles' place and shot his brother, of course. You mean you were right here in Stanhope County and don't know about it? What kind of a marshal are you, anyway?
Say, how would you like to make an authentic collector's model of Wild Bill Hickok's famous Colt Peacemaker? Well, you can. Now, thanks to Kellogg, you can get that gun plus three other famous old-time guns. You put them together in less than an hour. You can get Wild Bill's famous Colt Peacemaker, the English pepper box pistol, a gun with six separate barrels, and a gun small enough to conceal, the Derringer. Yes, and a flintlock, too, the French militia pistol. There they are, four of the finest handguns ever turned out. The famous old-time guns you make are authentic right down to the finest engraving on the barrel. The Colt 45 is actually 11 inches long. Now, to get these, just send 50 cents for each kit and a box top from Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, you'll want to get all four gun kits, so act now. Send the handy order blank from the package back or send 50 cents and any Kellogg Sugar Smacks or Sugar Corn Pops box top to Old Time Guns, Box 121, Los Angeles 53, California. Wild Bill had been waiting for a chance to ask Jingles' Aunt Maudie what trouble had caused her to meet them with a loaded rifle. When she mentioned robbers, he was quick to press his questions.
When did these robbers ransack the Niles place and shoot Jim's brother, Aunt Maudie?
Right after the cyclone hit this afternoon.
Did they kill Jim's brother?
Well, we don't know yet. Jim come riding over here to get Matt to go for the doctor.
That's my Uncle Matt, Bill. Hey, now, Aunt Maudie, now get away from me with that mustard plaster.
No, sirree. I'm going to put this plaster on your chest if I have to hog-tie you to do it. Now, unbutton your shirt.
Oh, Bill!
Better do what she says, partner.
Now, Aunt Maudie, that thing will raise blisters on my chest an inch thick.
There, now. You'd better hurry or you'll be beyond helping.
Oh, all right.
That's better.
Ow! That's hotter than melted lead. Oh,
hush your fuss.
Yeah, Jingles, I want to find out more about these robbers.
Well, I'm not interested. This thing is killing me.
Same as always, except besides... Oh. Bill, would you believe it? Jingles used to be right puny.
That big boy? That's hard to believe, Aunt Maudie.
Well, he was, though. Stringy as a beanpole. I remember well how the Belson boys used to pick on him.
Yeah, big bullies.
You never told me about that, Jingles.
Reckon he wouldn't. Got to be a regular thing for him, beating him up and sending him home looking like he'd been under a stampede.
He sure did. I'd like to run into him now. I'd give him this mustard plaster one at a time. Hey, somebody's coming.
Matt, well, look who's here, Jingles.
Well, brand my high.
Howdy, Uncle Matt. Meet my partner, Wild Bill Hickok.
Wild Bill?
Matt, did they kill Jim's brother?
No, Marty. Takes more than one bullet shot a lot straighter than that to put Tote Niles in the pine box.
I'd like to get the whole story, Matt.
Well, must have been two men from the mud in the house, Wild Bill. They shot Tote through the window and then shot out the lamp. You come into the place in the dark and went straight to the cupboard where Jim and Tote kept their money and took it. Jim got home about an hour later.
If those robbers went straight to the cupboard to get that money from the Niles house, they knew it was there.
That's right.
Well, sure it is. Same thing happened at the Perkins place last storm 2 weeks ago. Must have been the same varmint.
No, I didn't get a chance to tell him about that. Delia Perkins ain't been the same since.
And this ain't thinking of who the robbers could be.
Matt, listen.
It can't be another cyclone.
Well, it is, though. Better all get down in the storm cellar right now.
Wait a minute. Maybe this is a long chance, Matt, but think fast. Who's got the most money hidden around their house?
Well, next to the Perkins and Jim and Tote Niles, reckon we have, Wild Bill.
What do you got in mind, Bill?
A long shot, Jingles. All right, Matt, you and Aunt Marty get down the storm cellar and don't come out till we call you.
Hey, you better come down here, too. That wind hits the house, there'll be nothing left but the cellar.
We'll have to take that chance. Oh, by the way, where's your money hidden?
Under the organ pedal. We got two keys locked down, so if anybody tried to get it, you'd hear two notes whine.
Well, now, that ain't a smart trick.
All right, you better get down there. Jingles, pull your chair over by the organ while I put out this lamp.
Bill, this is like expecting lightning to strike.
Yeah, let's get the lamp. Not a sound if you hear somebody come in now.
Well, nobody could hear me if I did with this wind howling.
And whatever you do, Jingles, don't sneeze.
Guess now's the time, Sam.
Get up, Rome.
Hip. I ain't got a good feeling about trying this price one day, Blackie.
Why not? We got a cinch. We know right where Matt's money is, and we know they always head for the cellar the minute there's a wind.
Sure. After you shooting Tote Niles, folks are going to be more cautious.
You getting chicken-hearted, Sam?
No, but I ain't for taking a chance on getting shot up myself.
We'll be in and out before anybody knows it. And they can't trail us in the storm. Now shut up and ride.
From Matt Jones' place?
That's where I said we was headed, didn't I?
This storm gets any worse, we ain't going to make it.
I like the storm. It's got power. And that's what I'm going to have when I get my saddlebag full of money. And Matt Jones' money is going to fill them up.
Doggone mustard plaster's making me as hot as a bowl of bean soup. The wind's making me cold.
Then take the mustard plaster off.
Well, then why didn't I think of that? Get my shirt unbuttoned, Bill. Now, get a hold of the corner and pull real quick.
Yikes!
Oh, Jingles, quiet. That yowl of yours was enough to give warning to an army.
Well, I can't help it. That doggone plaster was on tight.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought I heard something. Quiet now.
I got a match. You need it?
No, you lame brain. Don't show a light. I know who it is.
You sure?
Yeah, I saw him hide it. Watched him through the window. Right here under the organ.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah!
Jump him, Jingles, now!
Sam, there's somebody else in this room. Blast your way out!
I got one of the vermin's building. He's a tiger!
That's me you got, Jingles. Let go!
You mean they got away?
Yeah, with me right after them.
Jingles, what happened? Where are you?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Yes, ma'am.
We heard shots. Matt, light the lamp.
I'm already doing that, Morty. Here it is.
Well, now, ain't nobody here but you two, Wild Bill. What was the shooting?
They made a try for it, Aunt Marty, but we missed.
I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, it's my fault, Aunt Marty. I sneezed and got mixed up and grabbed Bill instead of the robbers.
It's all right, Jingles. We'll get him yet.
Didn't you even see him, Wild Bill?
No, I didn't, Matt. One of them hollered a name, Sam. You know anybody named Sam who would want to rob you?
Sam? Well, his Sam Tooks lives over by the creek, but he wouldn't rob a cookie jar. Think hard, Matt.
I am thinking. Sam Cowell? No.
It'll save a lot of trailing if you can give me a lead.
Oh, you couldn't trail nobody in this storm anyhow.
Matt, I got it. Them two bullies that used to pick on Jingles all the time.
Likely is not your right, Marty. Mm-hmm. Wild Bill, them two brothers is the meanest galoots ever straddled a saddle. One's named Sam, other's Blackie. Live in a shack to the end of Buzzard's Canyon. Couldn't be nobody else but the Belching Boys.
Boys and girls, right now it's roundup time out on the range, the busiest, most exciting time of the year. Just imagine if you were a cowboy. You'd be in the saddle from sun up to dark, riding and roping, and believe you me, you'd really want to pack away a big breakfast with work like that ahead of you. Guess that's why so many cowpokes like Kellogg's Raisin Bran early in the morning, because Kellogg's Raisin Bran has just about everything a cowpoke needs. Crisp, golden bran flakes and plenty of good fruit. A whole passel of honeycomb-coated raisins right in the box. Kellogg's secret way of honeycomb coating keeps each and every raisin sweet and plump as can be until you spoon it up. And man, do those raisins taste good with bran. It's the humdingingest combination you ever tasted. The double treat, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And say, how about you? Are you getting all you want of those crisp golden flakes and those honeycomb coated raisins? Well, now, if you're not, you're missing a cowhand's biggest breakfast treat. So when you mosey into your chuck wagon tomorrow morning, ask Mom for a heaping helping of Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the cereal with the fruit right in the package. While Bill was jumping for the door to take out after the Belson boys, when Aunt Maudie stopped him.
Wait, Wild Bill. Did they get our money?
No, I don't think so, Aunt Maudie. Maybe you better take a look, Matt.
Hey, I sure will. Looks to me like you stopped them just in time.
Well, how about it, Uncle Matt?
Nope, they didn't get it. Coffee can still full.
Good. But that means you'll have to stay here, Matt. If I miss them, they may come back.
Jingles will be here.
No, I won't, Aunt Marty. I'm going with Bill.
Contrary, stubborn ox. Go ahead. Get the croup and see if I care.
Come on, Jingles. He'll be all right, Aunt Marty. I'll make him keep bundled up.
Oh, Bill Hickok, now you ain't gonna make no baby calf out of me. If you want to ride, let's get to riding.
You know the way to Buzzard's Canyon from here, Jingles?
I sure do. I could go to the Belson boys' cabin blindfolded. I've been waiting for this trip since I was 10 years old, so don't hold me up.
We better just keep right on riding, Blackie. Maybe for the border. Because I got a feeling I know who that was that jumped us.
Yeah? Who?
Didn't you hear somebody holler Jingles just before they come after us?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, ain't that the name of Matt Jones, puny little nephew used to live around here?
It sure is.
Well, then what are you scared of? He always was afraid of us.
Guess you ain't heard what happened to him.
Well, couldn't be much. He was skinny as a well rope.
Yeah, well, he ain't no longer. He's big as a house and rides deputy to U.S. Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
What? Then if that was him...
You said it. If that was Jingles, then the other one was a gent I don't want to tangle with. Like I say, let's ride for the border.
Not on your life. At least not till after we go back to the cab and get the rest of that money we got hid.
That might mean our necks.
I'm getting that money and you're coming with me. Now ride.
Come on. Go on.
Let up, Bill, and the sky's graying.
That's a break for us, Jingles.
What if those two sidewinders don't head back for the cabin?
Then they're going to be harder to get. You better quit that sneezing, partner, or Aunt Marty's going to have my hide for letting you come out of the house.
Yeah, I'd rather face the Belson boys than Aunt Marty with a dander up. Well, here's where we turn off, Bill. All right, get up there, Joker.
Looks like the trail climbs to the cabin from here.
Yeah. Storm over and the moon coming out, we're going to be fair targets for them hyenas.
We don't know they're headed for their cabin yet.
Now we do.
Yeah, but I don't see the cabin.
It's up there in the shadows. Bill, we'd be knuckleheads to ride straight in.
You got any better ideas?
Yeah, there's a big crack in the rocks just behind their place now. Follow me. This way, over.
Stay with them, Butcher. Get in there. How far is it, Jules?
Oh, about a hoot and a holler. I used to come up this way trying to figure a way to get back at them Belsons.
They sure must have given you a bad time when you were a kid.
Bad enough, oh, Juggerhoo. Well, here we are, Bill.
Hello, Juggerhoo. Now, where's that big crack in the rocks you used to crawl through, Jingle?
Well, right over here, Bill. Comes out right behind their cabin, and I...
What's the matter?
There must have been an earthquake or something to close it up. Ain't very wide now.
Not very. Now I've got some kind of an idea how skinny you were when you were a kid.
Reckon the crack looked bigger then, huh, Bill?
Yeah. Still big enough to see through, though. Here, let me have a look.
Can you see him, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, they're going for the horses. The big one's got an extra saddlebag on his arm. I'd sure like to see inside, though.
Bill, they got a straight shot for a getaway if we don't hurry back.
Then hit the saddle, partner. We got varmints to catch.
For the last mile, Bill.
Yeah, but we're not close enough for you to start wasting your lead, Jingle. Hold your fire.
But the varmints keep shooting at us. Hey, look where they're headed. Would you right back to the man's place?
Faster, but shut. They're up for something, Jingles.
Yeah, but what?
We get inside Matt's house before we catch them. We've got real trouble on our hands. Stretch out, Buckshot.
Yep, Joker. All right, haul down, you coyotes. It's the end of the trail. Bill, they're heading for the house.
Take the one on your side, Jingles. I got the big one.
Right-ho, Joker.
Oh, all right, you two muggies, stop where you are.
Good stuff, you, Hickok. Blast him, Sam.
Now, Bill, that ain't fair. You got mine before I had a chance. Right on the front steps, too.
Well, you ain't through with me yet, gents.
Billy's coming for you.
Now, come on ahead, mister. I haven't got much time for sneaking night crawlers like you.
Put him to sleep in 3 seconds flat.
It was him, Belson, boys, after all. We was watching from the window.
Did he confess, Wild Bill?
Not exactly. But we'll give them plenty of chance when we show the judge his saddlebag.
Jumping Junie Bug. Look at all the money.
Would you look at that? And if you boys hadn't come along when you did, our money'd be in that saddlebag, too.
Then you can thank Jingles Cole for that, Aunt Morty.
No, doggone it, Bill Hickok. Well, what made you bring that up? I'd almost forgotten I had a cold.
Jingle Jones, you get in that house this minute.
Oh.
I'm going to fix you another mustard plaster and keep it on your chest if I have to sit right on top of it till you're well.
Now, Aunt Marty, you got this thing all wrong. What good's a mustard plaster going to do on my chest when all the cold I got is in my head?
Here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, why don't you tell our young friends about our adventure for Wednesday?
Comes Wednesday, we'll hear about the time Wild Bill and Jingles find themselves surrounded by vicious hombres with blistering 6 guns as they ride to Crossbone Valley.
So long, kids.
See you Wednesday.
Hey, kids, when is every day Tuesday? Well, now, the answer is when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack to choose from on the breakfast table at your house. Why, there are 10 breakfast-sized packages, all your favorite Kellogg's cereals, including Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, that swell Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and those good Kellogg's Ready Sweetened cereals. And whichever one you choose, you get a fresh, crisp, personal portion of the Kellogg's cereal you like best. So make it Tuesday at your house real soon with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Virginia Gregg, Tyler McVeigh, and Barney Phillips. Our director was Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon
speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again on Wednesday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wild!